Ray Foley on Today FM.
And joining us in the studio, the one and only Ciarán King.
Yes. Hello.
Darling, how are you?
I'm good.
World Happiness Day today. How happy are you, Ciarán? Well, it's sunny out.
It is so sunny. I actually was walking through the town and there's people outside and they're enjoying themselves and it's warm.
Dirty.
And I kind of feel like I was transported into Dublin in July in the future.
Oh, the minute we get a glimmer of sunshine in this country, we're like, I saw two different grown men wearing shorts today.
Well, look, I saw grown men wearing shorts in December. That's neither here nor there.
You're right. It's neither hither nor thither. Are you happy though, Ciarán?
Am I happy? Yeah, I'm happy.
You're just saying that now.
I'm absolutely.
You said
just
it with an eye roll. Don't say it with an eye roll.
I didn't say it with an eye roll.
Embody it. Be it.
Yeah, I'm happy.
Do you know, if you're not happy.
Do you know what's really annoying though, if you're not happy, is somebody asking you, are you happy?
Are you happy?
Mm. Are you happy?
Yeah.
Are you in a bad mood?
But are you in a bad mood?
Is something wrong?
Are you all right? You're all right.
So annoying because I tell you what it does to me. It doesn't make me all right.
You don't seem to be all right.
And it makes me unhappy.
What's wrong? Is everything all right?
Everything's fine.
Maybe there's something you need to address, Ciarán.
No, guys, I'm fine.
I think you need to talk about it, Ciarán.
No, I'm fine.
Why are you not happy?
I am happy.
What's wrong?
I think you're just saying that.
No, honestly, I'm happy.
Happy World Happiness Day. Happy, honestly, honest to God, stop asking me if I'm happy. World Happiness Day today. From happiness to absolute terror. But by the way, we haven't discussed it. Ciarán was in last Thursday. She says, you have to watch this show. It's called Adolescence. 4 episodes on Netflix. And then we did over the week. Ciarán said it's one of the best shows. And I was listening to a podcast. I listened to a podcast called The Watch fairly regularly. And it's basically about they just watch whatever's hot this week. And they were watching, obviously, Adolescence. And one of the guys on it made the observation. He said, maybe once or tops twice a year, a show will come along, which is like, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. This is brilliant. And that's exactly what I can't believe you haven't watched it yet.
Can I just ask a stupid question? I haven't watched it yet. I will. In a short answer, what is it that sets it apart from other TV shows? Because everyone seems to be losing their minds over this, saying it is so much better than every other show made so far this year, most of last year.
I think it's real.
Yeah.
And now, aside from obviously the acting and the writing
All of the elements that you would get in a brilliant show are there.
It's
right?
Not your Hollywood blockbuster crime drama. It's based massively in reality and what young men and women are going through today as well. I think it shines a light on that particular area, very importantly.
Yeah, and very clearly and frighteningly. We just heard it in the news, actually. Simon Harris, the Taoiseach, that was saying that it should be compulsory viewing for everyone. And I think it should. And it's not, there's this whole kind of thing of like, oh, if you're a father, as I am, a father or a parent of boys, you have to watch it. But it's not even about, on the face of it, it is about boys and it's about young men and it's about what's going on with young men now. Which, by the way, we're only like, I could talk about this for 2 weeks. This could be the show for the next 2 weeks. It could be a month's worth of all we talk about, because it feels so insurmountable what it is that they give you a glimpse of. They just give you a glimpse of, there's two things. Andrew Tate is referenced. There's the online world and online culture. And then there's a moment where a dad, I don't want to give too much away, but there's a moment where a dad is confronted by his teenage son. And this is this man is, he's a police officer investigating the crime. And he's confronted by his teenage son. And his son explains to him, it's like a string of like 3 or 4 emojis that are in an Instagram message. And they're completely innocent to us as adults and to this dad. And he explains these 3 or 4 emojis and what they really mean to young people who live in an online world. And this is, by the way, this isn't pearl clutching or hysteria or sort of, it's an entire language that young people, just a half a generation lower, are speaking that the rest of us have no idea. And they're fully, fully immersed in it. And the thing that terrifies me about it isn't actually that it exists or that this kid explained the few emojis. It's all of the emojis they didn't explain. Mm-hmm. It's all of the experience that these kids have either on their phones or hooked up to their headsets on their computers till 2 o'clock in the morning. And there's a whole bigger story being told across in the 4 episodes than just online. But one of the elements is online and online influence. And you can think to yourself as I do, about my baby. He's turning 13 on the 1st. He's nearly 13. And he's going to be starting secondary school in September. And by the way, that final episode will destroy you. It'll just destroy you. It doesn't matter if you're a parent or not. We were weeping watching that final episode on Sunday night. Monday night, it was Paddy's Day. And what they're trying to tell you is it's not just, it's everything. It's everything that they experience now. It's life. It's all of life. And it's not just kids. It's not just parenting. It's not just boys. If you have to watch it, it's insane. It's mind-blowing. You have
Peter
to watch
says,
it.
Adolescence is so freakishly real. It's scary as a father of two boys to see it. I thought I was in the room with the characters at times, he says.
Well, that's because, that's down to Stephen Graham as well, being an incredible actor and writer, because there's one particular scene, and again, I don't want to give too much away, but he's watching his son be searched, strip searched.
Oh, yeah.
And the camera isn't on the young boy. The camera's on Stephen Graham's face as his father. And it is so moving because you're seeing absolutely every single emotion in his facial expressions, looking at his teenage son in this, particular situation. And I think there's a lot of kind of chat online, like, it's really boring. Nothing really happens. How come the girls' family, how come we didn't see an episode about the girls' family and the effect that it had on the girls' family? And yes, it was about a female teenager being murdered, but it was about how that teenager ended up being murdered.
What happened and what
led up to that. And I think that was done on purpose as well by the creators and the writers and whatnot.
But also that side of it has been shown in a multitude of TV programs before. This is fresh and it's interesting.
There's always in these shows, there's always like the dad that was bad and abusive who came from an abusive family, or there's always some kind of backstory that we kind of go, oh, that's the reason that the boy ended up this way or the girl ended up this way. That does not happen in adolescence in the 4 episodes. You know what I mean? They're a normal family. His sister is normal. His mother is normal. They're a normal working class family.
That's what we all think of as normal. Do you know what I mean? But the normal, they shine a light on elements of the normal, which is like, is this something that goes on that is normal? That happens in a lot of houses. There's a lot of arguments. There's a lot of emotion. There's a lot of, Jesus, dad's in a bad mood. I speak as a dad myself who could be in a bad mood sometimes. It forces you to confront everything that we regard as normal. And what are our boys learning from that? And the final thing that I wanted to say about my kid, my good boy, 13, starting secondary school, is that you could be telling yourself, as your man Stephen Graham, or whatever the dad's name is in it, and the mom as well, and the way they live their lives. Anyway, there's a whole thing about that. But you could be telling yourself, as they do in this, my boy's a good boy.
I know.
And my boy is a good boy. He's the best. But he's also, and he will be, living this life that, unless we're Jesus, we need to be so vigilant. We need to be locked into this. We need to be complete. And can you look at everything that they see on a screen? Can you monitor everything? Can you please that you can't? But you think your kid is a good boy. But at the same time, and he is a good boy. He made the lunches last night for them for school today. But at the same time, he is to a certain degree already on a screen, and as time goes by, he will become even more on a screen and even more online. You just have to watch it. We could talk about it for the next 6 months, and we'll find something else in it.
Yeah, and I will say as well, push past the second episode, because I think a lot of people as well were like, oh, got to the second episode and I didn't bother. And it's like, oh, the third episode is some of the best acting and TV that I've seen in a long time, and the fourth episode will end you. Make sure you watch it with tissues, because it's really powerful.
So that's Ciara. Ciara King, thank you very much for coming in. Instead of doing what's on this weekend, we did what was on last weekend, basically. The thing that absolutely destroyed us. It's called Adolescence, and you really need to watch it.
Ray Foley on Today FM.